Paul Knight here with Harlan Hutchinson. We're at halftime. The West Plains Zithers lead the Hillcrest Hornets 31-0. It's homecoming tonight here at Hillcrest. We got another extended halftime as the attendants and the queen candidates and all the festivities are about to begin here at Hillcrest as they trail the West Plains Zithers 31-0. And Harlan, you were keeping stats there in that first half. More power to you.
Well, from a overall standpoint, West Plains has, unofficially, of course, 290 yards offense. Most of it came throwing the football. 250 of it came past the ball. You know, outside the opening drive when Remy Wilson was running the football, and he had, I think, three carries for 44 yards. Outside of that, we didn't do anything running the ball. But we're able to get some good yards down the field in the air. Overall, 290 total yards for West Plains, 111 yards in the first half for Hillcrest, 58 running, 53 passing. And when given time, Isaiah Jones really threw the football accurately. He was able to connect on two touchdown passes and scored two himself on quarterback sneaks. And it was 10-0 after one. Here it's 31-0 at halftime. So West Plains is firmly in control, but we've been a little bit shaky, especially early in the ballgame.
Well, I was going to say, early in the ballgame, defensively, we were giving up some plays. And, of course, like you said, that was when the Hornets were able to march down the field. They had a couple of big plays. And the thing that we kind of need to work on, we got to tackle better. We're just not making tackles. And, you know, Hillcrest is not the best team in the conference. They don't pretend to be. But next week, the teams get a little bigger. Rolla will be a better team. And then after that, we've got Camdenton and Lebanon and Kickapoo and those people, Waynesville, and they're going to present a challenge for us, and we're going to have to get better offensively and defensively, especially making tackles down the field. Zithers lead 31-0. The scoring quickly. Here we go. Larson with 8-9 in the first quarter, 24-yard field goal with 3:32 to go in the first quarter. Jones a 1-yard run. Larson the extra point at the end of one. It was 10-0. Second quarter, 9:55 in the quarter. Jones, another 1-yard run. Larson kicked the extra point. Then with 7:29 to go, just over 2 minutes later, Houston, a 16-yard pass from Jones. Larson kicks the extra point. It's 24-0. And then with 2:45 to go and a half, Erickson, a 1-yard run. Larson kicked the extra point. 31-0 here at halftime. And our halftime festivities have just begun. And we'll be back in 3 minutes here on the radio, KKBY 102.5.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Hirsch Equipment had it all for you. HirschEquipment.com. This is a game changer for anyone looking for equipment. That's because all of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply's equipment inventory is now listed on one site. You can find tractors, lawn equipment, trailers, livestock equipment, pre-owned inventory, and more. In fact, you can go to the site and get a quote and get the value of your trade. Now, there's no reason to put it off. Get what you need today with the help of HirschEquipment.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
My mother recently got a knee replaced at Ozarks Healthcare. They were concerned about her pain before, during, and even after the procedure. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment visited with us before she went home and made sure we had all the supplies she needed to keep her comfortable through the entire healing process. They were fast, friendly, and very thorough.
For durable medical equipment in your home, rely on Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment at 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Find new roads today.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We're still at halftime. We got about 12 minutes to go in halftime as the queen candidates have been introduced. And we're about to have a new queen, homecoming queen, on a Thursday night. Thursday night homecoming. And this game's been scheduled since the first of the year on Thursday, but you do what you got to do.
You know, I think it's kind of fortunate that we've opened the season schedule-wise the way we have, even though Bolivar beat us, and they're pretty good, I thought. But here after this game, we have homecoming next week against Rolla. Then we have the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Camdenton, Kickapoo, and Lebanon. And there's some things that we've got to iron out, get better at, if we're going to have any chance against any of those three teams. Because those three teams, especially Kickapoo and Lebanon, they are going to be a handful.
They're going to be a handful. And, of course, Camdenton, even though there's first time since 1976 that there's not been a guy by the name of Shore coaching the football team at Camdenton. Can you believe that?
That's weird.
First, Coach Shore took over in 76, I believe it was. And there's been a Shore coach in that football team ever since until this year when his son, and I can't remember his name to save my life.
Jeff
stepped down as the head coach, and they have a new coach, even though he's a Camden graduate and stepped into the program. But anyway, the West Plains Zithers have the gauntlet coming up. They got a game tonight, 31-0 here at halftime. They lead the Hillcrest Hornets. Next week, they've got Rolla at home. It's our homecoming, and it's on a Friday.
That's a break,
yeah. It'll be you and, did you say?
Cody Sanders.
Oh, Cody. Cody's going to step up next week. Because I'll be in Hutchinson, Kansas, playing Prairie Dunes.
Let me guess, you're not going to have to walk up and down many hills.
No. And we're in a cart anyway.
You're talking about flatland out there,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, this is northwest of Wichita. So anyway, the Zithers tonight lead 31-0. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Pepperoni just makes everything better, don't you think? Right now, Domino's Pizza in West Plains and Mountain Grove has a mix and match deal. Choose any two or more items, including the new pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread, for only $6.99 each. Try the tasty sensation with pepperoni stuffed in Domino's yummy cheesy bread. Domino's in West Plains and Mountain Grove with pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shop because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned, independent pharmacy with drive-thru and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shop Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshop.com or download our RX Local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
Now is the time to save on Kubota zero-turn lawnmowers at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. While supplies last, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on Kubota zero-turn mowers with no money down. Shop while supplies last at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for details.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
Save with Dave.
.com.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We're at halftime. The Hillcrest band's on the field to do their little presentation here at homecoming as the West Plains Zizzers lead the Hillcrest Hornets 31-0 here at halftime in Springfield, Missouri. And we appreciate everybody paying attention tonight. We know there's a few obstructions this evening, football-wise, as even though this is the only game in town. There's another game on TV that I think a lot of people may be watching.
I'll watch the highlights when I get home tonight. I'll be able to watch all the important stuff in 8 minutes, and then I'm going to bed.
I was going to say ESPN, usually their highlights last less than one commercial.
YouTube does a great job with those highlight packages after ball games, so that's what I rely on. I don't get network TV at home, so I can watch the highlights of every stinking game on Sunday when it's over with.
When it's over?
And it doesn't take me all afternoon just to watch a ball game.
I was going to say, you don't have to watch the NFL channel to catch the highlights every 2 hours.
Nope.
West Plains leads 31-0 here at halftime at Springfield, Missouri. And we talked a little bit, Harlan, about the schedule upcoming. We've got Rolla coming to town next week. It's our homecoming on Friday. And then, like you said, the gauntlet starts. We've got Camdenton, Lebanon, and Kickapoo. In that order, and last year I believe we went 0-3 during that stretch, or did we win one of those?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but
I think we may have beat Camdenton, and then, cause I know we lost to Kickapoo, cause I did that one, and I think Lebanon beat us at home.
It was tough last year for sure, and we did have a rough stretch, but I think once we got through those games, then we had Parkview, then we had, Waynesville.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into the district and really started playing much, much better. And before it was all over, there we were in the state quarterfinals up in St. Louis. So you never know how a football season's going to turn out.
Well, I was going to say, you look at our district, and our district is made up of teams basically from the, COC and Hillcrest. And that's our district. That we've got, I think, Marshfield's in there, Monette's in there, McDonald County's in there. Of course, like I said, Hillcrest is in the district. So it's teams that we've seen in the past, we're going to see again in the future. And like I said, you know, there's an opportunity for another March. We just got to keep healthy, because when you got as many kids going two ways as we do, you lose one, you lose two.
That's right.
You lose a guy on both sides of the ball if you lose anybody. So the West Plains Zizzers lead at halftime, 31-0. We'll be back after this 2-minute break here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
For anything you need around the office, think Bureau. Office furniture? Think Bureau. Pens, paper, forms? Think Bureau. Cleaning and janitorial supplies? Think Bureau. Need supplies but you don't have time to get it? Think Bureau. They deliver. So for anything you need for the office, think Bureau. Stop by and see them just off the square in West Plains or online at thinkbureau.com. Bureau, 202 West Main in West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
A rock chip. It starts out so small and harmless. Just a little blemish on the windshield. Then one day you climb in your car and your windshield looks like a road map. Crack after crack from side to side, top to bottom, and points in between. Don't let that happen. Go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix rock chips and prevent it from running a race across your windshield. If you didn't catch it in time, don't worry. He installs new windshields too. SMP Quality Auto Glass. Show us your crack.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you are in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Summer isn't over yet, and there's still time for adventure. Whether you need navigation, all-wheel drive, towing capability, or third-row seating, Bailey Chevrolet GMC has the SUV to get you there.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come test drive the sport utility for your next adventure today. Find new roads.
Go 4693111. Bailey team is going to get it done.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Since 1993, Howell County Habitat for Humanity has built 29 homes and will be starting their 30th this year. They do it to provide a decent and affordable place to live for partnered families. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope, celebrating 30 years in business. Find out more on Facebook and at the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard, or visit howellcountyhabitat.org.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Paul Knight, back here with Harlan Hudson. We got about 30 seconds until we get to the mandatory 3-minute warm-up time. And Harlan, we talked a little bit at the break there, the fact that West Plains does have a gauntlet coming up. Some teams that traditionally are very, very, very good.
Very good.
Yeah,
when you're talking about Camdenton, you know, here's the other thing, too. It's taken Kickapoo a long time to get back to being one of the top teams
in the conference.
But over the past, I'd say it's been a gradual process. But over the last 3 years, I'd say, moving into last season and this year, too, they're very solid. And, you know, anytime you beat Camdenton, that's a feather in your hat. And they beat them by 2 touchdowns last week, so... That's always going to be a tough game. But the team that I think is the hardest to play against, because they're the most physical team usually, is the Lebanon Yellow Jackets. Boy, they just punish you with that north-south running game. They've always got really good people up front. And by the time that game's over, you know you've been in a football game.
Well, I was going to say, this year I think they've got two kids that are D1, Division One prospects on the offensive line, and then they run that quote broken bow. It's not a broken bow, and it's basically a fullback and two wingbacks that may go in motion once in a while. But the fullback's going to carry it 25 times behind that offensive line, and if you can't slow them down, they're just going to keep handing it off to him, and he's just going to keep running over you.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily that the running backs are you that fast or that talented. Now, they've had a really good kid back there the last couple of years, so he's gone. But what they're taking advantage of is their strength up front.
Yes.
They've always had a really good weight program there at Lebanon. When Coach Christensen came on, I think that program accelerated a little bit, and they have just become probably the strongest team you have to play against in this league every year.
I was going to say, and they've done really well in 5A. Now, they've not got to the championship round. I think they got to the semifinals one year, but, you know, quite honestly, Harlan, when you get to 4A, 5A, and 6A, you can get beat every week.
Oh, sure.
You can get beat every week when you get to the playoffs. And, I mean, that's part of it. You know, I know that this year they've gone to a smaller 1A schools are now, there's only 32 1A schools, and then there's 64 in 2A, 64 3A, 64 in 4A, 32 in 6A, and then 5A is what's still the melting pot where they put the oddballs, I shouldn't say oddballs, but the odd number falls in 5A. And like I said, you get it in those upper classes, and you get your hands full.
And, you know, Coach Will Christian has done such a great job there. Sometimes when you go from a small school to a big school, and that's what he did. I believe
Marionville.
He was at Marionville.
He was at Marionville.
Mm-hmm. And he went to Lebanon. And a lot of the time, those expectations fall a little bit short because that's a really hard jump to make because you're playing such stronger competition normally, week in, week out. But, boy, has he ever done a good job over the course of his coaching tenure there at Lebanon. Because every year, I mean, they're a problem.
They're somebody to be reckoned with every year since he's been there. The Yellow Jackets, and we've got to go to their place this year, too. We'll be back in 30 seconds with a kickoff here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We're about ready to go to the second half. The Hornets will receive the kickoff, and they'll defend the – would that be the south goal?
Let's see. That would be the south goal.
Zizzers will kick from the north goal where the end zone, that one corner of the field is kind of dark. There's four lights on a pole of 14 that are lit up.
If you run play action down there, you ought to have some success.
Yeah.
Because you can't see.
You can't see. But you can't throw the ball either because they can't see it coming.
Down the corners, it's a little better lit, but not in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Zizzers to kick it away from the 40-yard line. Number eight, that's Chance Larson to kick it away. Zizzers lead 31-0. We're starting the third quarter. Larson to kick it away.
See if Chase can kick it in the end zone here.
And it's going to come down at about the 7. Fielded there by Worrell. He's to the 20. And he's round up and tackled by a host of Zizzers. Led there by number 4, that's Warren Lawson. Lawson makes the tackle. And the Hornets will start 1st and 10 at their own. Where are they going
to
mark that, Harlan? 20?
Close
21?
To the 20-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah. And the Zizzers want the football.
Got a flag down or a flag out.
What do we got here? They're talking to everybody. They're going to mark it off against West Plains. Oh, sideline violation.
For the love of Pete.
They got the warning in the very first play, almost the second play of the game, which means you can't get out of the coach's box. And the players got to stay behind the gray line. And the Zizzers got called for a sideline violation. So the Hornets have it 1st and 10 at their own 26-yard line, trailing 31-0. Zizzers defensively, 3 down linemen, 4 linebackers, 4 defensive backs. Quarterback keeper.
What a good play.
Nice play there by number 74. He's played an excellent ball game up front. That's Jackson Hunter, Hunter, the sophomore, has done an excellent job since his freshman year. I thought he was in a cast last week.
He played last week, and I tell you what, as far as a motor goes, he's got as good a motor as anybody on the West Plains team. He really gets after the ball.
He's got some horsepower. Second down and about 12 after a loss of two. Weaver, inside handoff to the tailback, Tindall. Tindall crosses the 25, and that's about all he gets. And they don't get him down, but they stop him, and he picks up about three, and it's going to be a third down and about nine from the 26-yard line for the Hornets.
Now, if we could get a score on the next possession.
Yes, sir, Reed Bobber.
Would they? I don't know if they'll run the turbo clock until the fourth quarter.
No. They once it gets to 35 in the second half, I believe. I could be wrong. They change the rules from time to time.
Depends where you're at.
And they never tell me. Weaver takes the snap, drops the throw. Pressure comes up the middle, and guess who? I think it was Lawson, number four. Right up the middle, never touched, makes the tackle. No gain or a loss, all the way back to the 17-yard line, and it brings up fourth down and a long way to go for the Hornets.
Dallas Roberts also got back there. Boy, put a missed pressure. He had no chance on that play.
Zizzers lead, 31-0, 9:50 to go in the first or third quarter. Hornets going to punt it away. Kinslow back at the 50-yard line. High snap. He's going to get it. Oh, no, it's not. That's a touchdown. Zithers get the snow. They're going to call him down at the 1-yard line. So West Plains has it first and goal, but there's a flag on the play, and I think they're going to get West Plains for being offside. We'll wait and see. He's indicating that way.
You know, that punter shanked one the first time. And, you know, when you shank one in golf, it's because you're probably looking up a little quickly. Illegal procedure against Hillcrest.
So the play stands, and we're going to have it first and goal at the half-yard line. I thought it was a touchdown because I thought Judd rolled the ball into the end zone and then fell on it. But actually, they're saying it's down at the half-yard line. It's going to be first and goal for West Plains from the half-yard line. And this could be our bonus time.
I was watching the punter on that snap back to him. He was not looking at the football. He was looking at the outside rush.
Yeah.
And he just flat whiffed on it. The ball went between his legs and rolled back and all but rolled into the end zone.
West Plains has it first and goal. Now what do we got now?
Timeout.
Timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. A winning team starts with a winning spirit. Hey, this is Ashton Judd, proud Zizzer and Mizzou Tiger, to tell you about the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance. They have a team of winners that can help you find the right insurance at the right price. I knew the day the Zizzer girls went to the state title game that our winning spirit would prevail. Be a winner and call Ozark Hills Insurance for a quote today with offices in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
Paul Knight back here. We've just figured out that they called the illegal procedure a dead ball penalty. Kicks away. Kinslow fields the fair catch at the 44. So instead of having it first and goal from the 1, the Zizzers have it first and 10 from the Hillcrest 44-yard line.
That's a little fishy.
Yeah. They never blew the whistle. They let the play continue, and then all of a sudden they mark it.
Why didn't they blow the play dead?
Anyway. Zizzers have it first and 10 at the Hillcrest 44-yard line. And, I've got to give them a little bit of a break. Officials were short on numbers. They work Mondays. They work Thursdays. They work Fridays. If they do junior high, they work Tuesdays. They stay busy, and I understand what they go through. Jones, the quarterback, back to snap. Looks down the left sideline, throws it out in the flat. Kinslow has it inside the 20. Kinslow tackled by the helmet, out of bounds at the 26-yard line. No flag, but it is a first and 10 for the West Plains Zithers on the throw and catch.
Well, that's going to go down to the 26-yard line. Nice pickup. We talk about Briggs Houston a lot, but Rylan Kinslow is a load on the outside and has really good speed.
Once he catches the ball, he's hard to get down. Pick up a 20, first and 10 from the 26-yard line. Zithers come out with Ramser wide left, wide right, goes three receivers. Kinslow, Houston, Stauffer. They're going to throw a screen pass to the other side. And Wilson is going to be dropped for no gain. He had people in front of him, but the defensive lineman, Jared Tindall, the linebacker, made the play from behind, and it's no gain, and it's second down and 10 from the 26.
Slow developing play, and that gave the defense time to react and turn it into a no gain play. So now West Plains will have second down.
Rolled right, threw it back left, and plenty of time for the Hornets to recover. Jones in the shotgun. Wilson by himself in the backfield. Three receivers to the right side. Jones looks left. Looks going to roll right. Throws it. Going to be caught by Kinslow, who makes one man miss and then falls forward to the 17. So that's a pickup of 9, and it's going to bring up a short third down and 1.
Oh, that was a...
That was a heck of a move.
Pretty sweet move that he put on three defensive backs.
There. Yeah. Those people watching that, they're saying, can you replay that one?
Yeah, rewind that one. That was a good move.
That was a good one. Watch it again tomorrow or later on this evening on the Ozark Radio Network.
You bet.
Kinslow goes wide right. Zithers line up in a tight formation. Kinslow in motion. They fake to him. They give to the running back, Wilson. He's going to be short. Just barely got to the 17. They're going to mark him down at the 16.5, and it's a matter of are they going to bring the chains out or are they going to say they're going to bring the chains out, Harlan.
Again, it's the Hank Stram left foot, right foot mark. I think he got a pretty good mark out of it, and I think it's going to be probably going to be a first down, but we'll see. I'm going to vote first down.
It's going to be fourth and short or first and 10. And I'm going to say you're right. I think they did get it.
I think we got a really good mark out of that.
Looks like we got a...
We do. I was getting ready to say that. We have a
young lady
on the
chain
gang. Nope, going to be short.
Short by about a half a ball. About a football. Young lady. Need to move the chains forward a little bit farther.
8:01 to go in the third quarter. West Plains up 31-0. Fourth down at about a foot. I'd run a play action pass.
I'm going to quarterback sneak.
I would.
Fourth and about a foot.
You know how open that would be if they did that here?
Oh.
Just run your tight end just right up the middle.
You want to go to Vegas on this one?
Well, I'm not saying they're going to do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that's what I'd do. I mean, it's 31-0.
It's 31-0.
We don't make it,
yeah.
So what?
Yeah. They got the ball at the 21. Fourth down and a foot. Zithers come up. Howell.
Oh, my gosh.
Quarterback. Jones is under center. And now what do we got?
We have to blow the whistle again. Restart the play clock.
The play clock never started. Now we'll start it.
There we go.
Jones under center. Motion man, Kinslow, inside. Jones on the quarterback sneak. He's got the first down and more as he's inside the 10, inside the 5. They forgot all about him, and he gets to the 4-yard line, so it's a first and 10 on the quarterback sneak.
13-yard quarterback sneak. That's exactly what I would have called.
That's what you would call him. First and 10 for the Zithers all the way down to the 4-yard line.
That's a pretty good quarterback sneak when you pick up 13 yards.
He just kind of slid over to the left guard and went right behind the guard rather than just behind the center. Had a big gap there until the secondary got a hold of him. So there's back in the I formation. Howell at fullback, Wilson at tailback. They're going to send the tight end across the formation. That's Erickson. Turn. Give it to Wilson. Wilson cuts it up. Wilson's in.
All right.
From 4 yards out, the Zithers take the lead at 37-0.
Remy Wilson, who hasn't had many shots at it since the first drive of the night, cashes in with a touchdown run of 4 yards at 7:35 of the third, and we are now up 37 to nothing. 4 yard run by Wilson. Larson in to attempt the extra point. Jones to hold. Short approach. Snap. Back. Kicks up. It's good. We're good. We'll be back in a minute here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Frequent 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, me and my Rick's got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on South 63 in West Plains, next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring. In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Your insurance is only as good as your agency, and we're one of the best in the nation. Dave Thomas, Shelter Insurance, your friend in the insurance business.
DaveWithDave.com.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. A high kick is going to come to roll well at the 10. He goes down the right sideline in front of the Scissor bench and finally brought down at about the, let's call it the 26-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Hornets from their own 26 as they trail 38-0, and the clock is running. Coach Schubel, make sure that clock doesn't stop. First and 10 for the Hornets.
Only thing that stops it is an injury or a timeout, right?
That's right, or a score. First and 10 for the Hornets from their own 26. Scissors defensively, still in that, I call it a 5-2, but it's basically a 3-4. Three down linemen, four linebackers, four defensive backs. Houston, and you look at those guys, the same numbers are on offense, but they're on defense for the most part. There's a few different ones. Snap back, option. Quarterback pitches to the outside.
Good play.
Nice play that time. And into the secondary is the running back, Tindall. Tindall knocked out of bounds at the Zizzer 44-yard line. So a nice play by the Hornets on the option play is the quarterback pitched to Tindall, and he picks up a big yardage. That'd be what, 39? 29.
29.
Yep. And it's a first and 10 at the West Plains 45-yard line. Play clock at 6 minutes.
Oh, best plays they'd run on that right there.
That was a good one. That was a nice option. Quarterback ran it out.
Yeah, they hadn't run it yet.
Pitched it late. Tindall went down the sideline. First and 10 at the West Plains 45. Weaver. Fakes the handoff. This time he keeps it. He gets to the perimeter. He's across the 30, he's down, or across the 40, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 36-yard line. So that's a pickup of 9, and it brings up second down and 1, but the clock continues to run. We're inside 5:40 to go in the third quarter. However, if they score, we're back to the old clock.
Yes, we are.
Step it up, Zizzer defense. Ball at the 36-yard line. Second down and 1 for the Hornets. Hornets looking good here on their offensive possession. Weaver takes a snap. He's going to quarterback draw, and this time he gets the first down, but that's about it as he crosses the 35 down to the 34-yard line. But it is a first down, and it's first and 10 for the Hornets from their own 30. Well, they're going to make it the 33.
Sub out the three down linemen on defense. Trying to keep people a little bit fresh as the clock keeps running. 4:44 to go in the third.
Zither's on top, 38-0. We're in the running clock period right now because of the 35-point rule. Hornets go with three receivers left, one receiver right. Single setback. Weaver looks to throw. Pressure up the middle. They throw the screen pass, and there's Tindall. Tindall into the secondary. Tindall!
Touchdown.
Is it a touchdown, or they're going to say he's out of bounds at the one-yard line? That wasn't Tindall. I think that was number two. That's Dawson Lay, his first possession.
And
he got a flag down. But Lay, number two, senior running back, takes it all the way down to the one-yard line.
It looked good, but it's not going to count, I don't think.
They're all walking backwards. Play clock continues to run even during the penalty. What'd they have, a block in the back?
That or illegal use of hands is going to be the same thing either way you look at it.
So the long gain is nullified by the penalty. They'll mark off 15 yards from the spot of the foul. Spot of the foul was the 23-yard line. So that'll be it's a 10-yard penalty back to the 33-yard line where it's going to be first and 10. So the Hornets had an almost sure touchdown taken away, and we're at 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Zithers on top, 38-0. Hornets look good this possession, though, Harlan.
They do.
Weaver at quarterback. Lake, the running back. Weaver to throw it over the middle. Caught! And this time he's into the end zone. Throw and catch. It's a touchdown. The Hornets get on the scoreboard. Throw by Weaver. Catch by number 40, Myers. And the Hornets are on the board. And that'll stop the clock with 2:57 to go. It's 38-6.
Well, they found something, didn't they?
They have. And they are excited.
Is that their first touchdown of the year?
That's their first score of the season. First time the Hornets have been in the end zone this year, and it's against the West Plains Zithers with 2:57 to go in the third quarter. And I have no idea who's kicking. Oh, number 16 is the kicker. That's Miller. They're on the dark end of the field down there. Snap back. It's going to be a fake. They're going to throw it into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete, so no extra point. Score 38-6. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Howell County Habitat for Humanity continues to build homes for families who qualify. It happens through generous people like yourself who have the means to contribute. One way is to donate unneeded items to the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They accept clean, used furniture, appliances, household items, and more. They will sell these items in the store to help fund building Habitat homes in Howell County. Go to howellcountyhabitat.org or visit the Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do, and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a wanna-do. But flossing before a dentist appointment so they don't suspect that flossing is a never-do? That's a gotta-do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hard-working Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
14-7. Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hudson. We got a 38-6 ball game as the Hornets get on the scoreboard for the first time this season. And now the West Plains will return this kickoff for the second time tonight from the dark end zone. That's the side that the lights are out on. Low line drive, it's going to go way out of bounds. So that'll take the ball. They're going to spot it at the 30-yard line, but don't you get it on like the 40? I think it's the 40.
Yep.
Anyway, it's going to be first and 10 for the West Plains Zithers offense as they come out on the field, having scored their first time they touched it. Took the ball down and scored. Let's see if they got any. Yeah, we're going to have a few substitutions. And we've also got an official timeout, so we'll be back in 1 minute here on the radio. KK, no, wait, don't go anywhere. We have a penalty.
We're going to make them kick it again.
They're going to make them kick it again from 5 yards deeper. So they'll kick it from the 35 instead of the 40.
Good.
Or was it against West Plains?
Well, they're putting the ball back on the 40. Yeah, back it up.
Illegal procedure against So the Zithers decided to take the ball to make them kick it again rather than take the ball at the 40-yard line. Set to kick it away, number 16 for the Hornets. Or the Hillcrest, yeah. Aren't they the Hornets?
They are the Hornets.
Yeah.
They're onside.
And it's recovered by the Zithers at the 48-yard line, so it's first and 10 West Plains at the Hornets 48-yard line. So the Zithers with an opportunity to put more points on the board here. Let's see if they've got their starting offensive unit looks to be in there. Offensive line looks the same. Defensive or offensive backs, quarterback, all the same people. Jones at quarterback. Ramser goes wide left. Houston, Kinslow, Stauffer, come wide right.
We haven't run that little side screen yet.
Inside handoff, Wilson, right up the middle of the field. And he's all the way down to the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 31, drug down by the Hornets at the 31. Big gain by the Zithers, pickup of 18.
18 yards running. Remy really running the ball well tonight.
You know, that first series he was running the ball really well, and he got it right there. That was about the second time he's touched it. Zithers lead 38-6, 2:44 to go, third quarter.
Chiefs are still up by a touchdown. This morning I was on the air, and I said, don't be surprised if the Lions win that game because they're really good. Somebody walking by the booth turned and came in there and looked at me like I said something about their mother. I said, well, I'm sorry.
Well, the Lions are good, and plus the Chiefs are missing some players. Jones on the carry, kind of not a quarterback draw, but a kind of a quarterback keeper. He picks up about four, and it brings up second down and six. As he crosses the 30, gets to the 28-yard line, and the Zithers have it inside 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Is that one of those, what the learned call it, an RPO or something like
that? That's the official language of it. He didn't give it to the running back, so he had to keep it.
Right.
He's under center. Kinslow in motion. They're going to throw it out there to him, and he drops it. That's a lateral. Kinslow was smart enough to get on it because that was a lateral. And Kinslow gets on the ball, and then he's pounded on by the Hornets. And it's actually a pickup of about two, and that was a smart play by number two. Is that ball was thrown backwards, which is a lateral, which means it's a live ball when it hits the ground.
Sometimes you'll see that play, and the receiver will not go after it after it hits the ground, but boy, that was a smart play on Ryland's part. He had to go after that, and he got it.
Well, I was going to say, I'll bet the Zizzer sideline was yelling pretty loud. Third down and about six. Snap back. They give it to Wilson. Wilson's got
first
down and more as he winds his way down inside the 15-yard line. In fact, they're going to mark him at the 15, and it's going to be a first and 10 for the Zizzers with 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
I'm going to get in on the Remy Wilson fan club here. I admire the fact that he runs the ball the way he does, and he gives up a lot of size, but he's not bashful, Paul, about taking the ball upfield and taking it at people.
Keeps it covered up, puts his head and shoulders down, and gets a couple of extra yards every time. Into the lineup now, just as we talked about that, is Jackson Taylor, sophomore running back. Kinslow in motion across the formation. Oh, Zithers move. That's going to be a 5-yard penalty, and we're going to start over.
Now, that's a case where they blew the play dead.
Yes.
As opposed to on the punt a little bit earlier. But
yes.
And they should have.
First and 15 now from the 20-yard line for the West Plains Zithers. As we had an offensive lineman move forward before the snap. He thought it was on one, and it must have been on two. Zithers go back to their spread formation.
We couldn't go on two. We went on one every play.
But just about, yes, so did we, because we didn't want people to jump.
Our linemen just couldn't handle that, you know it?
Jones in the shotgun. Drops the throw. Little swing pass. Oh, my!
Oh! Oh! Oh, who did that?
Boy, that was
number 40. That was Hayden Myers lit up the sophomore running back. And I got to give a guy credit. Jackson Taylor took a shot. You need to watch that one on the video tomorrow.
That's where you go back and say, don't ever call that again.
Don't throw me that ball again like that.
And if you do, throw it a lot lower.
Yeah, because Myers knew it was coming.
But nothing he could do about it.
Nothing. Second down and 15. Scissors take time. We'll be back in a minute here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Judd with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zither and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We got a second down and 15 from the 20-yard line of the Hornets. Jones at quarterback. Boston's back in the ballgame. Jones rolls right, plants his foot, throws it into the corner. Guess who?
That's interference, isn't it?
Looked like it to me, but there's no flag. Houston was smothered. And the ball falls incomplete, and that's going to bring up a third down and 15 with 22 seconds to go in the third quarter.
I don't think the defensive back was playing the ball.
He was running through Houston as the ball was coming to Houston. So it's third and 15. The ball's at the 20-yard line. Zither's obviously in probably what I would say is four down territory. Well, I guess a field goal would put you up 35, wouldn't it? Inside handoff, Wilson to the outside. Wilson, he put his head down and he says, I'm getting the first down, and it just depends where they mark him. Are they going to mark him at the 5 or are they going to mark him at the 6? Looks like they're going to mark him at the 6, which means we're going to be about a yard short.
Well, that was a good run.
That was a good run by Wilson, the junior running back, just put his head down and said, you're not going to stop me. And that's the end of the third quarter. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. We start the fourth quarter. The ball game is 38-6. 12 minutes to go in the ball game. Scissors have it fourth and a foot, maybe a foot and a half, for a first down at the 6-yard line. They got to get to the 5 for a first and 10, 5.5 yards for a touchdown. But it is fourth down. Scissors come on the field. They're going with their big backfield. No, they're not. They're going with Jones and Wilson, the only two people in the backfield. Motion man comes in across the formation. Jones quarterback sneak, and he's going to score. Nope. He gets the 1, doesn't he? Yep. First down, though. First down, first and 10, first and goal from the 1-yard line with 11:50 to go here in quarter number 4. Zither's on the 1-yard line with a chance to push it to the running clock rule, baby.
And that would be big for West Plains, because you want to get out of here. You're going to win the game, so you want to get out of here as quickly as possible, because when you're playing thin, when you're playing a lot of people both ways, the shorter you make the game, the better.
That's exactly right. And Jones under center. Howell's in the backfield. Jones takes a snap. Turns, hands it to Howell. Howell puts his head down and says, I got one. So number 44 for the West Plains Zithers, that's Dawson Howell, goes in from a yard out, and the Zithers lead now by a score of 44-6. So with 11:23 to go, the running clock will start with a kickoff. And they're down in the dark end of the end zone again. Larson to punt to kick the extra point. I'm not going to jinx him and say he's made them all. Snap, kicks up. I believe the Hornets were offside.
They were.
They call it a dead ball, or did they say it was good? They're going to call it dead ball. Dead ball, offside, Hornets, so we'll have to re-kick. And Larson put that through, so we'll do it again.
They were coming off the far edge over there and trying to time the snap.
Yep.
Didn't time it real well.
No, they got a little bit ahead of themselves.
Still didn't get the block, though.
Larson is using a one-step approach on his extra points.
I like that.
Instead of the three. Extra point from a half or yard and a half closer.
There you go.
Steps offside again. Same guy, two times in a row. Riley. What's his name? Zaydence. Z-A-Y-D-E-N-C-E. Jumped offside again. So now move it up another half yard. And it looks like the Zizzers may go for two.
You know, they're just going to start calling him O-F-F-S-I-D-E if he does it again.
He's lined up ready to come.
There he goes.
And where we... Now the official comes in from the sideline. They got to respot the ball.
So they've got to scoot it up to inside the one-yard line.
They're inside the one now. Larson will kick the extra point from the 8-yard line.
He's outside again.
No flag. And the extra point is, they good or no good?
I never saw it.
They said it's good.
All right, great.
So, extra point by Larson in the dark end zone. We got a 45-6 score. We'll be back in a minute here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
You know that West Plains Lock and Key is the place to call when you've locked yourself out of your car or lost your key. But they do so much more. If you need anything lock-related done to your home or business, West Plains Lock and Key is your expert source there, too. Give West Plains Lock and Key a call if you need locks rekeyed or changed. They can even help with safes, install keypad locks, and so much more. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology. 256-8862. 256-8862.
Butler Heating and Air and Generac announce a big sales event on Generac generators. Now through October 8th, when you purchase a new Generac generator at Butler Heating and Air, you will get a 10-year parts and labor warranty free. It's a huge value of over $1,000. So get a quote on a Generac generator today and take advantage of a worry-free warranty. It's happening for a limited time through October 8th at Butler Heating and Air, your authorized Generac dealer across from the fairgrounds in West Plains.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
Paul Knight back here with Harlan Hutchinson. Larson kicked this in a roller along the ground, and the Zizzers cover it well. Force the Hornets out of bounds at the 18-yard line, where it's going to be first and 10 for the Hornets. And we got it's just a huddle. Never mind, I thought somebody was down, but it's just the offensive huddle. First and 10 Hornets, the clock runs now. Because of the 35-point rule, Zithers lead 45-6, and the clock runs with 10:50 to go in the ball game.
You know, Hillcrest looked really good that last drive.
They did. They moved the ball, running the football, throwing the football, option plays. They did a good job last time. Got some points on the board. Weaver takes the snap. Inside handoff. He keeps it. Gets to the outside. Weaver crosses the 20. Crosses the 25. He's out to the 26-yard line. So that's a pickup of 7. Brings up second down and about 2 to go. Clock though does run. We're inside 10:20 to go in a ball game. Zizzers on top 45-6.
Right now, Coach Wyatt is not real impressed with his defense. Hands on his hips.
Talking to himself. Second down and about 8, or second down and 2 after a gain of 8. Weaver takes it, inside handoff. And this time Kendall is hit in the backfield, and a good job there by the interior lineman. Get some penetration, and then Judd cleans things up.
Alex did a good job, and he held on and got some help.
They marked it out to the 39, so they're going to give him the first down. So it's first and 10 for the Hornets from their own 29-yard line. Clock continues to run. We're at 9:30 to go in a ball game. The Hornets got their first points of the ball game earlier here in the third quarter. Actually, it was with 2:57 to go. Snap back. Weaver. Hands off.
Have him up.
The Zizzers finally get the running back, number 7. Was that Kendall? I believe it was Kendall, wasn't it? No, it was number 2. That was the guy that scored the touchdown. That's Dawson Lee. And Lee gets across the 30 to the 32-yard line, where it's going to bring up a second down and about 7 to go for the Hornets. 8:45 to go in the ball game. Clock continues to roll. Zizzers on top, 45-6. Hornets come to the line. Spread it out all over the field. 4 wide receivers. Weaver. Oh, that time, I do believe they moved offensively. And that'll be a 5-yard penalty. Mark it back 5 yards. So it'll be, instead of second down and 7, it's going to be second and 12. All the way back, or I shouldn't say all the way back, but back to the 27-yard line. Zizzers, be at home next Friday night. This is not Friday. This is Thursday. They'll be at home next week on Friday, homecoming against the Bulldogs from Rolla. Game time, 7 o'clock. Weaver calls for the ball. Snap back. He's going to throw. He's going to throw deep. Got a man open. And he dropped it. Had it go right through his hands. Wide open was Gage Sisko. Had the ball go through his hands as he had the Zizzer defense beat. And it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 12.
That was going to be 6, it looked like.
Yes, it was. But it is an incomplete pass. Now it's 3rd and 12. 7:10 to go in the ball game.
Say it again. Ethan Weaver, when given the opportunity to throw the ball tonight, he's been able to get the ball downfield, but that time didn't get any help.
4 wide receivers, 2 right, 2 left. Weaver's going to look to throw. Little screen pass to the running back. He crosses the 30, out to about the 32-yard line. That's going to bring up a 4th down and about 7, because they're going to mark it at the 33. And it looks like the Hillcrest Hornets are going to punt it away. Yep, they brought in their punter, Austin Miller, who's had quite the evening. Had a good one or two. Had a couple of bad ones. Had a couple go through his hands. Miller, set to kick. This time he catches, gets it away. It's going to be fair caught by number 13. He's back there for the first time. Jacob Moore makes the fair catch at the Zizzer 42-yard line. And now we got a little bit of a substitution in the white jerseys. Got some clean jerseys coming out this time. Looks like the new quarterback is Stenton Fox. Or maybe he's just the, is it 15 or 16?
16.
That's Ethan Miller, sophomore quarterback. We got a bunch of sophomores up there. Offensive line, quarterback, running backs. They come to the line of scrimmage for their first action this evening for a lot of them. except for number 24, who's back in the backfield. That's Jackson Taylor. He's the one that took that hit earlier. He's going to get a chance here. Taylor up the middle. Taylor across the 45 to the 48-yard line. So that's a nice gain of 7. Brings up a second down and about 3 to go for the second unit. Clock inside 5:20 to go in a ball game.
He's obviously recovered from getting pancaked on that high pass earlier. That was a good run. I watched it, especially the younger kids when they get in the game, and see if they run with their head up. He is running with his head up, and he pitched his way through really well.
Miller in the shotgun. The inside handoff. And this time, nowhere to go, as Taylor was tackled in the backfield. A loss of 3 all the way back to the 45-yard line. And it's going to bring up a third down and about 7.
Tell you what, if we could take number 40, Aiden Myers, back home with us.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good addition to your
defense.
Yes,
it would be.
He's being very good tonight.
And he has their only touchdown. That 31-yard pass. Zithers lead 45-6. We're at 4:20 to go in the ball game. Continuous clock for the West Plains offense. Miller calls for the ball, sends a man in motion. There's a legal procedure because he was running toward the line of scrimmage. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty. And that'll take it back to the 40-yard line. And that'll bring up third down and 12 for the West Plains Zithers. And the good thing about that is the play clock continues to run. We're inside 3:45 to go in the ball game. We're looking at a midnight arrival. Keep the lights on, Mom. Third down and 12 for the West Plains Zithers. The ball at the 40-yard line. They got to get to the Hornet 48 for a first down. Motion man. Inside fake. They're going to throw. Pressure comes. Throws it down the sideline, and there's nobody there except the ground. And it's going to be your fourth down, and the Zithers will punt the ball away. But the clock is at 3 minutes to go in the ball game. And then we got a 1 yard loss on that play. No, there we go. Back to the 40-yard line. Zithers will punt it away. Jones back. First unit's back in there. Punting team is. Jones hadn't had to do this very often tonight. Good snap. Nice kick. Going to be fielded and tackled immediately. Who was down there? Who was that, Harlan? Help me, help me.
Remy Wilson was one of them.
Number 3. Wilson from his outside. What do they call that position where you run down the field?
Is that the gunner?
Gunner, thank you very much.
I've heard that.
You're right, yeah. The gunner. And Wilson was right there at the time of the catch and made the tackle. So the Hornets will have it first and 10 at their own 27-yard line with 2 minutes to go here in a ball game. Hornets got their first unit out there. The Zithers have their second unit defensively. They're still running people in. I think we're going to play this play with 10. Yeah, we're going to play with 10. Snap back. Weaver. Hand off inside. Kinder carried there by Tindall. Basically no gain, maybe a gain of a yard. They're going to give him a yard. And that's just going to take more time off the clock. It's inside a minute 30 to go in the ball game. Second down and 9 to go for the Hornets. Zithers are going to come away with victory number 2. They'll be at home next Friday night to take on the Rolla Bulldogs in another conference game. Game time 7 o'clock. It's homecoming. Get there early.
We have the proper number out there right now.
We've got 11 this time. Maybe we ought to try to play with 12. Inside a minute to go in a ball game. Hornets inside handoff. Tindall. Into the secondary. He's got the first down and more. He's down the sideline. Zithers finally run him out of bounds all the way down at the West Plains 34-yard line. So Tindall with a nice run there as the ball game is closing out. He goes all the way down to West Plains 34-yard line where it's going to be first and 10 for the Hornets.
They may get another play or two here.
It depends if they take a timeout. They're not in any hurry. We're at 20 seconds to go in a ball game. Weaver, quarterback, Tindall at running back. Weaver calls for the ball. Snap. Hands to Tindall. He keeps it. Weaver to the outside. Weaver down the sideline. Weaver. He goes in.
That's
Weaver
out of bounds.
Just went 34 yards. Or they said,
oh, are you kidding me?
They gave him the touchdown. 34 yards on the carry by Weaver. And the Hornets have their second touchdown of the night with 2 seconds to go in the ball game.
Not that it's going to matter, but he stepped around the pylon and went out of bounds.
Yes, he
did. I don't know why they, well, why not? 2 seconds ago.
2 seconds. So the Hornets get another touchdown. 45-12 is our score at the current time. Hornets are going to attempt the extra point. Miller. And we got to have it. The Hornets want to play with 11. Snap back. Kicks down. Or the holds down. The kicks up. And hits the post. Goes off the mark. No good. We'll be back in 1 minute on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Teacher head.
We've got 2 seconds to go in the ball game. The West Plains Zizzers lead the Hillcrest Hornets 45-12 as the Hornets just scored before the end of the ball game on a 34-yard touchdown run by their starting quarterback. So we've got to play one more time. 45-12 is the score with 2 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzers looking at kind of a squib kick. It's a pooch kick. It's going to be fielded by the Zizzers at 30-25. He's going to be tackled at the 42-yard line. That's ball game, folks. Clock runs to double zero. Final score, West Plains 45, Hillcrest Hornets 12. We'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap this one up here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader, your vision on print.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Full nine back here with Harlan Hutchinson. The final score, West Plains 45, the Hillcrest Hornets 12. The Zizzers improved to 2-1 on the season. The Hornets fall to 1-2. And, of course, Harlan, they're all conference games in this league because we got 10 teams and you got to play them all, and that makes 9 your full schedule. Is all conference games. So the Zizzers go to 2-1. Hornets go to 0-3. Next week, Rolla, we got them at home. Game time 7:00. You'll be there with Cody.
Cody.
And the Zizzers look to go to 3-1 next week.
And there are times tonight when we had time to throw the football. We looked pretty good. We didn't tackle very well at times tonight, and that's been a kind of a lingering problem. So that's something we can work on. And the next next contest. But then we're going to, things get really real when we hit that hard stretch with Kickapoo, Camden, and Lebanon.
I was going to say the Zithers defensively did a pretty good job tonight. They had some missed tackles, but they got better. And West Plains improves to 2-1. They'll be at home next Friday. Tune into the radio here on KKDY next week. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:50 pregame here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
West Plains Scissors Football on Hot Country KDY has been brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
West Plains Scissors Football on Hot Country KDY is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Radio Network.